flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Bigs time.
Bigs
with Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you want to start with the hiring of Bill Johnson? I've got a good friend named Bill Johnson. I just wonder what it means to you. What role is he exactly going to fulfill? Is he a defensive assistant? Is he the defensive line coach, or more of a, do they need more help than just Bill at the defensive line?
I don't believe he's going to be the D-line coach, but certainly appears like the Bears are going to wait till they have the whole thing buttoned up, or most of it anyway, before they sort of pull back the curtain on this. But yeah, Bill Johnson, I think it's going to be a sort of a senior defensive assistant. Don't believe he'll be in charge of the D-line as it is. Does have experience working with Dennis Allen previously.
We heard from Dennis Allen yesterday. We heard from Declan Doyle yesterday. Brad, what was your impression? Let's start with Dennis Allen, the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, Dennis Allen's a guy that comes with a ton of experience, right? He's seen pretty much everything offenses are going to throw at you. I think, you got the feeling that he's got a decent idea of what they've got on the roster right now because he had time out, right? The Saints fired him, I think, in early November, mid-November. So he's been able to kind of plot his next move a little bit, had some success a couple years there in New Orleans where they had a highly ranked defense when they had some really good players. Like, it's like anything else, the best defensive coordinators usually have a lot of the best players. So we'll see how his role might impact a little bit of roster roster decisions moving forward, kind of what he's looking for, but he likes some of the pieces in the secondary, which sounds an awful lot like what Ben Johnson said when he was introduced last week.
Yeah, it was interesting because Ben Johnson said that he didn't know him very well and they'd only kind of gotten together recently. And when you heard from Dennis Allen, he basically talked about his relationship with Dan Campbell and with Aaron Glenn and how they all played together over various years at Texas A&M. And then they all coached together under Sean Payton with the Saints. And then he said that he relied on their input about Ben Johnson and Ben relied on their input about him. And the two of them decided it would be a good fit, basically through the mutual friends that they have. Obviously, you know, you're going to need to have a defensive coordinator when you go into that meeting as a head coach who's your defensive guy. And he had already they'd made contact at the end of the season. And so when the hiring season starts during the playoffs, there is Ben Johnson able to drop the name of Dennis Allen as his defensive guy.
Right, and that's what coaches, they have to have a list of names. Hey, I am connected with these guys. I believe I can get these guys to come join me and work with me. How do you feel about these names? Like you're kind of bouncing them off the people that you're interviewing with. And obviously Dennis Allen was a name that I'm sure the Bears were happy to have him included on that list.
So, Brad, Declan Doyle also met the media, made his first impression. Curious what you thought of that, but also what Sean Payton had to say to you. It's in ChicagoTribune.com this morning about why Declan Doyle was such a hot commodity.
Yeah, Sean was interesting because he kind of stressed that he was really intelligent for a young coach, but also had the ability to interact well with people on the staff, I think implying that sometimes you get these guys who are super football geniuses and they don't know how to get along with everybody. But Declan was able to pull that off. He said for a young coach, he had a knack for knowing when to speak up and maybe when not to interject, which is probably important in a large setting when you got a bunch of football coaches that have been doing it for an awful long time. And then he talked about, you know, attention to detail and how Declan would kind of have some just short notes for him that he would leave on his desk at various times. And he's like, you know, the stuff was good. So he leaned into some of what Declan Doyle was producing for him in New Orleans, and that's why when he had the opportunity in Denver, Sean Payton gave him a position to coach for the first time tight ends.
Why was Richard Hightower retained?
Well, they got better during the second half of the season. You know, I think that's you saw young players develop on special teams. So I think that was something that they liked, the idea of having a guy on staff that was familiar and comfortable with the roster and could maybe educate some of the new coaches. Okay, this guy, you know, good at this. This guy learns this way. You know, a lot of different things Richard can provide, not only Ben Johnson, but other coaches on the staff.
All right, Brad, so you were in Mobile for a couple of days talking to other executives, and I know we're more than a month away from free agency, but you do have an enticing item, and you talked to some people about whether Trey Smith, who once was thought to be a guy, the Chiefs guard, that would not get to free agency, they would not let him do that, might become more available, might be on the open market, and if he is, obviously he becomes somebody the Bears would be very interested in.
Yeah, I think the Bears and a lot of teams would have considerable interest in Trey Smith. Kansas City's got a really good problem to have. They've got a host of young players that need to be paid and might not be able to get it done with all of them. It's still possible. No one's sure which way this thing's going to go. You know, I talked to one GM And he's like, yeah, it's possible he could get to the market. He said that the $20 million guard scares some teams. Like, some teams don't want to go that high for an interior offensive lineman. And you can understand why. If Trey Smith makes it to market, you're talking about a guy at the top of his game, entering the prime of his career with a clean injury history. You're going to have no shortage of teams with a lot of cap space interested in talking to him. Like, this, you know, it's really easy to play connect the dots between the Bears and Trey Smith if indeed he gets to free agency. There's going to be other teams that are going to be in the mix there for him. And one thing to keep in mind is the Chiefs weren't particularly driven to keep cornerback Aljarius Sneed at last March, and they executed a tag and trade with him, used the franchise tag on him, and then came up with a trade with the Tennessee Titans that involved a third-round pick in this year's draft, I believe, and I think they swapped seventh-round picks as well. But in that scenario, the Chiefs could have some control over where Trey Smith was to go if indeed he's not in their future.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Did you see any talent down there, Brad? You know, was there anybody, especially among the offensive linemen? Maybe that's an area of need where you believe there are, you know, some hidden gems.
Yeah, there was, a lot of interesting players there, especially some offensive linemen. I don't know that there were, there wasn't a tackle that you're looking at and saying, oh boy, this guy's going to be gone in the first 5 or 6 picks. One guy who jumped out immediately was Gray Zabel in North Dakota State. Left tackle in college. A lot of people think he's going to wind up being a guard in the NFL. He played all 3 spots this week in Mobile. He was lined up at center as well. I talked to him about that. He said he snapped the first couple years in high school, and then or the last couple years in high school, and then he was like sort of their emergency long snapper at the start of his college career. And he said snapping the football is sort of like riding a bicycle. Real sturdy, powerful. I thought it was a pretty good group overall. Belton, a left tackle out of NC State, I think is had a nice week there. We'll see how the game goes. But there were, a bunch of guys. Again, not that slam dunk guy that is going to go at the top of the draft, but there's some depth, and there's some depth at some key positions, offensive line, running back, tight end. And I think when you talk about what the Bears need to do offensively, they're probably going to require some help in all of those positions. And with the draft having depth, That's a good thing for Ryan Poles and his staff.
Tulane coach, offensive line coach Dan Rashard expected to interview with the Bears today. Brad, we've talked about him in the past. His name keeps coming up. We know that they also spoke to Justin Fry, the Ohio State offensive line coach. As this as staff kind of comes together, is there a pecking order? Do you think that they're leaning one way or another?
The only reason I'd give Rashard maybe a slight edge here is that the fact that he's got the link to the Saints. He spent a decade coaching in New Orleans, and we've seen how the background of a handful of these hires that have been made have come from that place as well. So you know that Dan Campbell's kind of giving references for some of these guys that he spent a lot of time with for Ben Johnson. And so that combined with the Saints had a really good offensive line for a run there while Dan was in charge of that group, you would think he's an attractive candidate for that reason. Is anybody ahead of another? I'd only be guessing at that. And, you'd think by this time next week they'll have probably most of these wrapped up. And who knows, man? I mean, they could get a handful of them done between now and Monday.
What was the general consensus down there regarding the Super Bowl? What is the did you talk to any people just in passing? And there's so many executives down there.
Yeah, I talked to some people. Had a couple conversations about it yesterday as well. You've got the Chiefs have got the best coach, right? Mm. And they've got the best quarterback. That being said, I think people give an awful lot of credit to Vic Fangio and what he's been able to do and accomplish. So I think it's going to be an interesting game. I hope it's entertaining, right? But the huge stage for Vic Fangio, who's just been an incredible addition to the Eagles. You look at what happened in Miami last year when he was there, and things didn't go great, and it got to the end of the year, and you had some Dolphins players that seemed disgruntled with Vic, and he couldn't connect with the players. Well, it looks like he's connected pretty darn well with them in Philadelphia. Maybe they weren't the right kind of players for Vic in Miami. Maybe that was part of the issue.
Brad, let's go back to what Dennis Allen had to say, and I think it's interesting. I don't know how unusual it is. It probably is just the way things are done in the NFL coaching search circles. He referenced Ben Johnson contacting him well before the end of the season when Dennis Allen was unemployed after being fired by the Saints and basically agreeing to or looking at an alignment there. I don't know if it was specific to the Bears or Chicago, this job, or just in general. Were they going to be aligned regardless of where Ben Johnson went, or was he talking to him specifically about the Bears' opportunity because of the way Dennis Allen referenced the pieces that are already here?
I think they were probably talking in general, right? It's going to be difficult for a head coaching candidate to have a unique list of guys for multiple interviews. You know, when Ben Johnson's the guy who was interviewing with different places, well, I got Ben I got Dennis Allen if I go to the Bears, and I've got so-and-so if I go, over here. I saw some people have made a lot of this, that it's crazy that this kind of thing would happen during the season. This isn't an interview that Ben Johnson had of Dennis Allen to explore their compatibility and desire to work with one another. This is like, hey, I'm going to have some interviews coming up. Are you open to the idea of going with me if I get a job? They probably have a real brief phone conversation, and that's that. I'm not privy to the conversation. I'd guess it went something like that. Because when these guys put together their lists, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I've had a guy connected with a coach that was getting head coaching interviews here in the past call me, say, hey, do you know what this coach has got going on? And I said, well, you know, he's looking, and he's like, do you think he would go with this coach? And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll send you his phone number. You guys can figure it out. Like, these things are loosely and quickly put together. So I don't think there's anything nefarious for the Lions season and the end of it to, you know, Ben Jensen connecting with Dennis Allen.
Brad, when an offensive guy comes into an interview, he's asked, who's your defensive guy?
Oh, yeah.
So
they make, have him.
He makes an arrangement. Hey, do you mind if I drop your name? I was told by a group of looking for a coach that the same defensive guy was mentioned by two different coaches. So, like, you know, will I work with you? Oh, yeah. Will I work with you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I know guys that try to get on multiple lists too, because the thing spins so quickly that you just don't know. And if you're only on the list of one or two guys and they don't get jobs, well, guess what? There's a good chance you're not going to have a job.
Brad, when you pass along your number, do you get a commission on that if a guy gets a job?
No.
I just wonder if you connect the two, you're kind of brokering a deal.
No, he's doing a favor, and then he will come back and ask for that favor return. Ah. It's like a Godfather scenario.
Yeah. Okay.
With Big Z in the NFL.
Just wondering, you know. I wonder how that works. Looking up for you, Brad.
All right.
How quickly will this be resolved? Do you think it'll be resolved next week? We'll know what the coaching staff looks like.
I think they'll be close. Yeah. I've seen these things in the past where you're 2 weeks in and you think it's all done, and then, you know, at the end you get a list from the team. Oh, they got these three other positions I didn't know they were even going to have.
Right.
Look at these, you know, but they're – The big ones now, it's the O-line coach, the D-line coach, and and then they've got to get together and take the appropriate time to do a review of the roster in place before they then try to quickly get up to speed for free agency.
And you really don't get rid of guys until you have to. Yeah.
Yeah, and the personnel staff's already probably prepared for these free agency meetings. Like, they've been gearing up for that all along. But, you know, the coaches are going to play a role in that. And certainly, if you've got players that are going to be free agents that have had experiences with coaches that you now have in the building, you're going to compare notes on that. And you're right. You don't get rid of players that you're potentially going to unload until you have to. The Bears will make some cuts here at some point. When, I don't know. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, they've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
They seem to be upbeat about it, and it'll be interesting.
Good stuff, Brad.
Great stuff, Brad. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.